This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was news of yet another major doping violation today at the Athens Olympics. The winner of the women's shot put had her gold medal taken away and was kicked out of the games. Russian Irina Korzhenenko tested positive for an anabolic steroid after winning the event, which was held last week at ancient Olympia, site of the original Olympics some 2,000 years ago. In the past, Korzhenenko's expulsion would have rocked the games, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, at this year's Olympics, it's just the latest doping news.
Just 5 days ago, Irina Korzhenenko ran around the grounds of ancient Olympia, joyfully waving the Russian flag. Women weren't allowed to compete in the original Olympics, so by winning the shot put Wednesday, Korzhenenko became the first woman to win an Olympic competition at the sacred site. Today, she became the first Olympic champion at these games to lose a medal because of drugs. Giselle Davis of the International Olympic Committee made the announcement.
She has been sanctioned by the IOC for failing an anti-doping test. She will be excluded from the Games of Athens 2004, having tested positive on the 18th of August for stanozolol, which is a prohibited anabolic steroid.
And which happens to be the drug sprinter Ben Johnson took when he was expelled from the 1988 Summer Games. That drug scandal consumed the Seoul Olympics, and it still resonates today. One would assume a similar reaction to Korzhenenko's positive test, considering the great symbolism of the shot put event. Yet, after Davies made her announcement at a press conference, a full half hour passed before a reporter asked about Korzhenenko. For the most part, the reaction to today's news was less shock and more, "Here we go again." Athens still is reeling from the doping scandals that brought down two Greek track heroes and a weightlifter who won the country's first medal at these games. Nearly every day, a positive test. Weightlifters, track and field athletes, even baseball players and a cyclist.
I've had a slew, and whereas in the old days that might have been regarded as something to be worried about, I think it's something to be proud of now.
Dick Pound runs the World Anti-Doping Agency. Speaking today at a downtown Athens hotel, he said these games are setting what he calls a marker for catching drug cheats.
Whether it's it's the ultimate marker or not, I don't know. But it's clear to everybody that you're not going to be able to mess around at the Olympics and get away with it.
Pound, of course, is the world's top anti-doping crusader, and he sees everything positive about the drumbeat of doping announcements coming out of Athens. But could it have other effects? There's always the risk that strict drug policing may turn off the public and sponsors of global events like the Olympics. Judging by the crowds pouring into the Athens Olympic Stadium today, the glut of doping news isn't having that effect. One spectator from London, Tony Shepherd, is a veteran track and field fan. He seems to have made the mental adjustment necessary for those who still love to watch the sport.
You like to think that everybody would be clean, but I suspect at the end of the day it's less than 10% who are cheating. Thank God that the testing is now more sophisticated. But I think we've all got used to it now. I don't think any of us are really shocked anymore.
And with that, Tony Shepherd headed into the stadium to cheer the world's best athletes and wonder, perhaps, what exactly makes them the best. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.